Welcome back to Walter's World. Although I've not talked about Nefesh B'Nefesh for some time now, they've been feverishly working throughout the year to bring Olim from the US, Canada and Britain to Israel. And since I last reported, at least 1,500 immigrants have arrived in conjunction with the Jewish Agency. They came in full charter planes and also in groups of between 30 and 100 block-booked on scheduled El Al services. Although those latter groups do not arrive to an official welcoming ceremony, they are nevertheless hosted at a special function organized by Nefesh B'Nefesh a day or two later. Last Monday morning, I decided to attend the arrival ceremony for New Olim, immigrants to Israel, who arrived by charter El Al plane from the U.S. It meant having the alarm wake me up at 4:30 in the morning to get to the airport in time, but I knew that the effort would be well rewarded. I made it in time to the airport, the old Terminal 1 to be precise, which is now only used for special occasions or VIPs, and it's decorated in blue and white with flags and posters all around the building. And this is what I experienced. I find myself among hundreds of meeters and greeters. Some are awaiting their relatives, others their friends. But there are also many people here who are just enthusiastic to experience the occasion, the arrival of 204 of our brothers and sisters who've decided to make their life in Israel, who have decided to come home. While we're waiting, I talked to a few of the many people who also got up early to be here this morning. Well, there's a happy group of people, all wearing T-shirts. What does it say on that?
Kama tov shebata habayta. We're so happy that you're home.
Who is it?
My girlfriend is coming.
What's her name?
Galit.
Where did you find her?
In Jerusalem. Where can you find her?
So your girlfriend was in Jerusalem, that's where you met her, and now she is coming back from New York.
Yeah.
Well, are you excited?
Yes, very much.
I hope you'll be very happy.
Thank you.
Couple of girls have a sign here. What's your name?
Ayala Young.
And yours?
Kira Young.
Who are you greeting?
Our parents.
Have you made Aliyah?
Yeah, both of us did.
And your parents are following you?
Yeah, thank
How
you.
Wonderful. How long did they plan to do this?
Well, for about 30 years. And Baruch Hashem, we're all here now.
And how long have you been here?
About 8 months.
You also came with Nefesh B'Nefesh?
Yeah, we both did. I came a year ago.
What does it say on your sign?
Welcome home, Ava Nima.
Here are two more girls carrying a sign. And what's your name?
Chava Magda.
Yael Prawa.
And what does it say on your sign?
Daphna, welcome home.
Who's Daphna?
Daphna and Sal is coming today in Aliyah from Toronto.
Are there people from Toronto on this as well?
Yes, there are.
Have you made Aliyah?
No. I was born in Israel.
Ah, you were born in Israel. Well, you speak such good English, it fooled me. What's your name?
Rivka Lambert Adler.
I understand you came in on a flight from New York yesterday to be here at this ceremony. Why?
Because my daughter is on this flight.
Does she know you're here?
Oh, she knows.
Oh, that's a pity, isn't it? Have you been in Israel before?
Yes, we have an apartment here and we're on a part-time Aliyah plan.
Oh, so you will be coming as well?
God willing.
What's it like to come to Israel to meet your daughter coming in on a different plane making Aliyah?
I can't even describe it to you. This has been a dream of our family for a very long time, and she's the first, and God willing, not the last.
You will really have a great surprise because this is a wonderful ceremony, and I hope you will have a great reunion with your daughter.
Thank you very much.
Everyone is watching two giant screens showing the aircraft taxiing to its parking spot. We watch it getting larger and larger until its giant nose almost fills the screen. Unfortunately, unlike in previous years, only a very limited number of photographers are allowed to the spot where the aircraft will come to rest. And I used to be able to talk to the crew about the atmosphere on board. But if previous years are anything to go by, it will have been electric, particularly when the Holy Land came in sight, and singing will have broken out when the plane crossed the shoreline. Now we're all waiting for the steps to be rolled into position and the doors to open. Now the excitement around me is growing as the visitors are trying to see if they will recognize anybody. It's an El Al 777 with the name HaSharon. On the side, of course, is the insignia of Nefesh B'Nefesh, as always. While we're waiting for the doors to open, I talked to a few of the many people who also got up early to be here this morning. One of the ladies standing here, what's your name?
I'm Diana Manuel. I made Aliyah last year from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Who are you meeting today?
I'm meeting Miss Cheryl Packer. She's coming in from Puerto Rico. She's actually a New Yorker who worked and lived in Puerto Rico, and she's making Aliyah from Puerto Rico.
You will see her maybe coming down the step as the doors are actually opening now. We're just waiting for the shout to go up when the first passengers appear out of the door. The engines of this aeroplane are so large you could really hide inside them. I have to tell you, to see this aircraft with its Magen David, its Star of David on the tail fin, is a wonderful sight that I, in my youth, never thought I should ever live to see. Among the crowds here are masses of girls who are in Israel for seminary studies. And all of those know someone who is coming to make Aliyah. It is Rabbi Yeshua Fass, who is the director of Nefesh B'Nefesh, first off the plane, together with Mr. Tony Gelbart, his co-director, and we will speak with them a little later when they come in. You know, Rabbi Fass flies out 2 days before and then comes back on this flight. He has enormous energy. I don't think he's missed any of these charter flights. Now the first passengers are coming off the plane. Well, it's a lady who is off the plane first, and of course she's wearing one of the Nefesh B'Nefesh hats. And now, one by one, they are descending the stairs. Everyone in the hall is clapping and cheering and hoping to recognize their loved ones or their friends or just anybody who has decided to make their home in Israel. In the meantime, an enclosure has been prepared on the tarmac just outside the terminal building, and now everyone is allowed out and rushing to get to a good spot from which they can see the passengers get off the buses when they eventually arrive. As usual, the army takes part in these occasions, and a platoon of flag-waving soldiers from the IDF, boys and girls, have formed two lines through which the arrivals walk as they get off the buses. What a nice reception. The noise is almost drowning out the music from the loudspeakers. If the atmosphere on board was electric, here, outside the terminal, it's absolutely explosive. The still morning air is now filled with shouts of joy and tears of happiness. The first bus is in sight, and the people are waving, and I'm getting emotional as usual. All the people are waving flags, holding up their banners with the names of the people they welcome. Everybody is hoping that their relatives are on the first bus. It's an indescribable atmosphere. Who are the people you just greeted?
I'm Vivian Kleinman. I'm from New York.
Is this your daughter?
It's my granddaughter.
Welcome to Israel. I see a sign, Welcome to Israel, Erwin, Lina, Ileana. Then there's a sign, Birulin, Clef, Jacobson, families, and Adina and Sarah and Ariella. If you've never been here, you've missed something. This is the last of the charters for this summer, but there will be another one in the winter and more next year, and you have to be here. Another sign says, after 100 years of living in Chicago, the last of the Fishmans are finally coming home. I see one person off the bus, she's hopping up and down because she can't get through to her loved one fast enough. You're very excited. What's your name?
Carrie.
Where have you come from?
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
And who is it you're waving to?
My fiance.
Oh, wonderful. Is she the one with the camera?
And the yellow shirt, yes.
Being pushed here by someone who is excitedly looking at their friend. Who are you waiting for?
My daughter.
The daughter's joining you now. When did you see her last?
For Pesach, she was here.
I'm speaking with the security staff, and they are overwhelmed as well. They've never seen anything like it before. Have you?
No, it's amazing.
Well, here's the lady who came from Puerto Rico.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here. And here I stay.
Welcome home. Who is that you're greeting?
Father and mother.
Are you making Aliyah after your daughter?
Yeah, for sure.
What do you think of the reception here?
Amazing. Thank you so much.
There's a lady with a baby. How old is the baby?
4.5 months.
Is it the youngest on the flight?
I think so.
Mazal tov and welcome home. And how old is your baby?
9.5 months.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Sivan.
Are you happy to come to Israel? To shake a head, but this is not television. I see Rabbi Fass and Tony Gelbart. Welcome. How was the flight, Tony?
Great, fantastic as always.
Great, the atmosphere?
Amazing. Look around, listen, what?
Erez Chalfon.
And you're the vice chairman of Nefesh B'Nefesh.
The new immigrants love Israel. They want to come Israel. Very happy. Baby, children, all this. Very excited.
Thank you very much. Children galore is another baby. You know, how old is your baby?
6 months.
That's wonderful for the baby to grow up in Eretz Israel.
Thank you very much. We have another 7.
Somebody is waiting for Michael and Aryeh, Yonah, Ahuva, Mayan. Who are these people?
It's my sister and brother-in-law and my nephew and 2 nieces. They're on this bus.
What I love to see are the many children who are coming, because they are our future, and that's what we need. They will create their own families in due course. How old is your baby?
4.5 months.
Thank you for bringing him. Here's a man arriving, very emotional.
Very.
It's not your first time here.
No, this is my 12th visit to Israel.
But this is the most important one.
Absolutely.
Welcome home, Baruch Haba. I've just spotted my colleague and my boss from Arutz 7, Yishai Fleischer, and he is blowing the shofar. A gentleman who is being brought in a wheelchair.
My father.
Oh.
We made Aliyah 2 months ago on July 7th, and we are so, so excited to have my parent join us.
Welcome to Israel. Can I ask your age?
82 plus.
At Mea Ve'esrim, bis 120. While we were outside, the stage is being made ready because we have a number of dignitaries who are going to address the new Olim. Among them will be the leader of the opposition, member of Knesset, Tzipi Livni. Inside the hall now, the tables are laden with cakes and fruit. Some of the dignitaries have arrived. Tzipi Livni, how do you feel here among all these new Olim?
It is amazing, since I believe that Aliyah is part of the strength of Israel, and I see all these young people coming to Israel, changing their lives, but leaving a home, but coming to the homeland of the Jewish people. This is something of utmost importance for us as a nation, not less important for them as Jews. And all we need is to embrace them and to make their Aliyah easier.
There's one question I need to ask you. Some of them are moving into the territories. How do you feel about that?
I feel that all these who are coming to Israel can live wherever they want, and the political decisions that are needed are the political decisions that the decision makers, the government, need to make, and not those who are coming to Israel.
Tzipi Livni, thank you very much. Among the 204 Olim are some who come from Toronto, and one lady, as we heard, came from Costa Rica. Also in the group are 81 single people, and that is particularly joyful because they hopefully will find their beshared here, their partner for life, start families, and swell the numbers in our wonderful country. During the course of the morning, I managed to get a word with the senior deputy director general of the Ministry of Immigrant Absorption, Batsheva Reoveni Gonigman.
I'm working 37 years in the ministry, and each time is like the first time. Because when you see people starting a new life, not only at a young age, but even at old age, you are getting emotional and you are getting very excited from this act.
Although Tzipi Livni said we are not talking politics today, but how do you feel about so many of these new Olim who want to live in the Yishuvim, in the villages in Samaria and Judea?
We are welcoming every Olé. We don't look at the Olim but their settlements. Each person is free to decide his own future here in Israel, and we are honoring it.
Do you give them any advice about possible future changes?
Aliyah is something that connects us all above everything.
Do you find it difficult to integrate all these various cultures?
Integration is a process. You cannot do it with a magic stick. You have to be patient to one another, and in the end, there will be something that will connect us all, that maybe we'll call it Israelis.
Many thanks. Among the many meeters and greeters is a gentleman who brought a group of children. Who are you?
My name is Nachum Stefanski, and I teach in Mitzpe Yericho, on the way to Yam HaMelech from Yerushalayim, on the way to the Dead Sea. I came with my students, 18 students in 6th grade, because we're very happy to greet the Olim. And I also think that's part of the education of every person in Israel and of every student to greet the Olim that come. We're davening for years and years to come back to Eretz Israel, to Yerushalayim. And when we come here, we see how the Kadosh Baruch Hu helped Am Yisrael to come back.
So you just brought the children what they read in books to see it in real life.
Right, of course. Very special thing. I think that every student in Israel should find the right time to come also to greet the Olim.
Did you prepare your students for this?
Of course, we spoke to them, and some of them made very nice signs to greet them. They're very happy. They help the Olim with the packages to take them in as much as they can.
Thank you very much. I see two young people, and a young lady is carrying a bunch of flowers. Who are you and why are you here?
My name is Jolene Elke, and I'm here because I'm making Aliyah. I'm doing something that my ancestors wish they could do, and now I'm the first of my family to come, and I couldn't be more happier, please.
And do you think your family is going to follow you?
God willing.
There was another reason why you made Aliyah, wasn't there?
Well, I fell in love with Israel the first time I came and knew it was always something I wanted to do, but my boyfriend Dora was just the cherry on top and kind of helped make things happen a little quicker. So.
And you're the boyfriend. Are you an Israeli?
Yeah, I'm Israeli from Jerusalem.
And now how do you feel you have your girlfriend with you?
When I have my girlfriend with you, I have everything with me.
Well, I hope things will go from strength to strength with you.
God willing. Tudah rabah.
Here are some short extracts from Tzipi Livni's speech to those who've just arrived.
There is no politics when it comes to you. And I represent you today, not the opposition, not the government, but the people of Israel who loves you, wants you to be here and welcome you today in Israel. And I also heard that this is the singles flight. You came to a place in which matchmaking is the national hobby or the national sport. And believe me, you're not going to meet somebody without him or her usually asking you whether you want to meet somebody. Maybe this is the singles flight, but you are not alone. In a way, you left a family, but here we are all, your new family in Israel. We need you. We love you. We wanted you to be here. We want to help. We want you to be part of the Israeli family because the Aliyah is the basic strength of the state of Israel. And I want all these extremists, those who doesn't want to accept the existence of the state of Israel, to see these photos. This is good news and very bad news from those extremists outside of Israel waiting for the state of Israel to be weak. Israel is the only Jewish state in the world. We need more million coming to Israel. This is the future of Israel. And we need more of your families and friends to come and live with us.
May you have a memorable and inspiring first day in your new homeland. V'hatzlacha la'atid, shana tova lekulam. Please rise for Hatikva.
That's the end for this week. I hope to be back again next week with another program of news, views, and interviews from Israel and the rest of the Jewish world. But before I go, I want to thank the commendable Project Seed in England for sending me each year a Jewish calendar which has pride of place in my pocket diary. Seed, who are in the forefront of adult education in the UK, say, educate a parent and you create a teacher. Find them at www.seed.uk.net. So until we meet again, this is Walter Bingham wishing you Shavua Tov, a good week, and at this time, more than ever, it's important to visit your elderly neighbor. Goodbye.
Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, celebrates the creation of the world and the new challenge of making the coming year more productive and meaningful than the last. The shofar, or ram's horn, is blown during synagogue services, recalling the binding of Yitzchak. It is customary to eat apples dipped in honey during the festive meals for a sweet and happy year. This year, Rosh Hashanah begins at sundown on Friday, September 18th, and lasts 2 days. Israel National Radio wishes its listeners a happy and meaningful Rosh Hashanah.
Hi, I'm Josephine from Louisville, Kentucky, and I love listening to Israel National Radio. It has taught me so much and has brought me so much closer to God.
Gil Margulis from New Jersey, going to Tel Aviv. It's good to be in the homeland, back home, where we all belong. And Ruth Sheva broadcasting from Beit El to the planet.
You're listening to IsraelNationalRadio.com.